Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Christ the King Redemptive Ministries Kingdom Lifestyles Broadcast. I, along with my husband, Apostle Christopher McQueen, would like to take the time to thank you for joining us. I am your hostess, Prophetess Crystal McQueen. We want to invite you to share with us as we study the Word of God. It is our purpose to help you grow, mature, be healed, and prosper by teaching you the Word of God. We encourage you to get involved with the lesson. You may call into the show at 1-718-766-4583 or join in with the chat sessions during the show. We welcome your questions, comments, and prayer requests. Please visit us at our website at www.ctkr.org. This is a helpful place for you to learn about us and help us expand the kingdom of God. There you can become a partner with us and see our upcoming events. We are looking forward to sharing the Word of God with you. Be blessed in the Lord and enjoy the broadcast.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless you. I'm Apostle Christopher McQueen.
And I'm Prophetess McQueen.
Christ the King Redemptive Ministries, and this is the Kingdom Lifestyles Broadcast. We're so happy that you would join us today. We know indeed there is a word from the Lord for you, and we are excited about what that word might be. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. He's speaking, and we're listening, and we want you all to join in with us, if you will,
yes,
and let the Lord have his way. Amen.
Amen.
But before we go too far, let's go ahead and have Prophetess Crystal to give us our announcements and lead us in our prayer tonight. Amen.
Amen. God bless you, everyone. And once again, welcome to our show, Kingdom Lifestyles Broadcast. This evening's announcements are as follows. Every Tuesday at 7 p.m. and every Saturday morning at 10:30 a.m., please join us for Kingdom Lifestyles Broadcast with my husband, Apostle Christopher McQueen, and myself. On Thursday nights at 7 p.m., join me for Prophetic Atmosphere, and you can hear every broadcast we have live at www.ctkr.org. As many of you know, that is our website. We do invite you there. We ask that you would become a prayer partner, and not only that, but a vision partner with this ministry, helping us to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ around the world. Amen. If any of you would like information concerning the church, Christ the King Redemptive Ministries, or if you would like information concerning someone touching and agreeing with you in prayer, or you would like myself or Apostle McQueen to come minister at any one of your engagements, please, as you're on our website, once again, www.ctkr.org, we ask that you would go to the Contact Us tab located at the top. Click there, follow the instructions, and someone will contact you within 12 to 24 hours. Amen, amen, amen. Also want to let you know we do have a Facebook page. Please join us on the Facebook page. You can find us under Christ the King Redemptive Ministries, or you can find us under Women of Prophetic Destiny, also known as WOPD. Like us there. Let us know what God is doing in your life. We're excited about it, and we're definitely praying for you. Now that we're done, those are the announcements for this evening. Let us pray, and then let us prepare ourselves for the Word of God. Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this moment. We thank you for this time, this season, this hour. God, even as we come before you, we just begin to praise your name and glorify you. We thank you for your protection. We thank you for your power, your grace, and your love. Even now, God, as we come before you this evening, we just humble ourselves at your feet. God, we just ask for forgiveness of all sins, every sin of omission and commission. Wash us in the blood of Jesus this day. Cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Father, we ask and invite the Holy Spirit in this place. We invite his presence in. We ask that you would just have your way. Begin to open up our minds and our hearts to receive of your word this evening in the name of Jesus. Father, we even ask that you would crown the apostle's head with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding as he begins to go forth tonight, as he begins to open up the word. We ask that you would breathe a fresh anointing up on the man of God, that he would be able to deliver the word with power, with precision, God, with revelation. We, your people, are set with our ears open and our hearts to receive on this evening. We thank you, we bless you, and we praise you for all that you're doing and for all that you have done. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen.
And amen. Thank you for that awesome prayer. Amen.
Amen.
As we begin to look at this word here and as we begin to get into the word of God, amen, as he has shared it with us, amen, amen, we know that there are some things that God has spoken to us
mm-hmm.
and some things that God is speaking, and we want to get into this word, amen. Go to John, the 20th chapter, if you will. John, the 20th chapter. Now we're going towards the end where we were. I shared with you from starting at the 19th verse, and we walked all the way down to about the 23rd verse. Amen. But we want to go back up to that 21st, 22nd verse, and then the 23rd verse. Amen.
So what was that again? John.
John 20, 21 through 23.
Thank you.
Amen.
Amen. Excuse me.
Amen. So John 20, 21 through 23 simply says this. It says, so Jesus said to them again, peace to you. As the Father has sent me, I also send you.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And when he had said this, listen now, he breathed on them and said to them, receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained. Amen.
Amen.
May God add a blessing to the reading of his word.
Yes, yes.
Amen. Now, the thing that we want to really begin to focus on and look at and see here is that this is Jesus after the resurrection. And as we are just weeks past Resurrection Sunday, it is important, amen, for us to see how it is Jesus died, but how Jesus showed himself constantly.
Yes, he did.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
To those who were there, amen. They were there for the crucifixion. They were there for the passion. They saw the disciples ran away. One stayed and looked on, but eventually disqualified himself. Amen. But what we see here is that everything has happened.
Uh-huh.
We're now in the denouement, if you will, or the decline. We're in the other side of the climax of this happening. We're getting down to some resolutions now. Amen. So as we're dealing with this, we see Jesus showing himself up. And constantly, whenever Jesus would show up, we find that the people would look at him with disbelief.
Mm-hmm.
So he's constantly having to remind them, peace, be still.
Yeah.
You know, peace be to you. In other words, whatever I've said to you, whatever I've done, whatever I've spoken to you, it shall be done. Amen?
Yes.
Amen?
Amen.
So when we are looking at this and when we're dealing with this, what we constantly see, amen, as we look at this scripture, is that people are needing reminders, if you will, of the goodness of the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
And we need reminders sometime. Amen?
True.
Reminders that we should be, we have to do, we're supposed to be. Amen?
Amen.
We're supposed to be in place, we're out of place. Amen? We're supposed to be on time, we're late. You see,
yeah.
We're supposed to be on top and we're looking down at the ground to see what's down beneath. Amen? See, you have to understand that when you go through these processes, it's to elevate your thought, it's to elevate your mind, it's to elevate your understanding. Amen? There should be a paradigm shift. If you saw it this way before you went through it, you should see it this way after you come out of it. Amen? Mm-hmm. Too often what we do is we see people go into a situation and go through, but we don't see them come out with the change mentality.
All right.
Amen. Okay. I wish I had time to really preach on that today, but today we're going to just teach here. Amen. Your mentality, the change mentality that you should have is one that after you have seen the signs, the miracles, the wonders, after you have seen the moving of God, after you have experience what he has done and what he can do, now comes your perception concerning him. Do you believe that he's able? Many times Jesus would speak to different ones and he would simply say to them, do you believe I am able? And they said, yes, Lord. He said, be it unto you according to your faith. Apostle, why aren't we seeing miracle signs and wonders? Why aren't we seeing it? We're not seeing miracle signs and wonders today. I don't believe because he's not doing them. I don't believe that their faith is there.
Wow.
Our faith isn't towards miracle signs and wonders. And if your faith is not towards miracle signs and wonders, then you're not going to see, amen, what you're trying to see. It just cannot exist. Amen. Mm-hmm. It will not exist. Amen. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Huh? So when you're trying to prove to God or prove to somebody that you are saved and you believe it and it's going to happen, your faith is somewhere else, ain't it?
True.
Amen.
Hmm.
Huh? So Jesus here in his 21st verse says to them, he said to them again. That means he said it before, and here we go again. Amen. Peace to you. Amen.
Amen.
As the Father has sent me, I also send you. Amen. Now, why is this important? It's important because when we begin to deal with the situations here, we begin to look at what God has done. He has positioned us. He has prepared us.
Yes, he has.
Amen. So that we can do what needs to be done. We should be going to another level, another place. Amen. We should be understanding, amen, at a higher level. Amen. And the Bible says it very clearly. It says that the time that you should be teachers, you need, again, someone to go back and teach you the foundational things.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Time out for this absent-minded Christianity.
Come on now.
Yes, amen.
Sir. Yes, sir.
Huh? Where you should be doing something at a different level. Now you need somebody to go back and help you to understand what was before. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? You can't live by faith if you aren't believing in faith.
Okay.
Amen.
I like that, Apostle.
Hmm? So what God is trying to get us to do is he's trying to get us to stand up. Amen. Huh? Understand who we are. And then grow. Amen. Look, you never understand who is waiting on you to grow up. Hmm? There are people who are waiting on you to get to a place where you understand who you are so that they can see you mature, go through a maturation process, and then they can see the way to go through themselves. Amen.
I like that.
So now, here we are then. Jesus is speaking to them. Amen.
Yes, he is.
And as he speaks to them, the first thing he says is peace to you.
Uh-huh.
As the Father has sent me, I also send you. And when he had said this, he breathed on them.
Yes, yes.
Amen. And I think that's really where we need to look at or hang our hats tonight. Amen.
All right.
It's an interesting here when he says breathed upon them. As I was studying and looking at that, I found that there's only one other place mm-hmm. where that word is used as such. Amen.
Okay.
And that is back in Genesis. Amen.
Yes.
Let's go back to Genesis and we'll be able to look and see what is going on. Huh?
All right.
Genesis 2 and 7, amen. Technology is wonderful when it works with you, amen. Mm-hmm. Amen.
All right. Amen.
It says, and the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground, and he breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living being. I wish I had time to really just go through and begin to show you what's happening here. We're going to attempt to do so the best we can, amen, so that you can get a full understanding of what's happening here. When we are here in John, the 20th chapter, amen, we have to go back and see what's happened here, amen. John 20. In 20 says, when he had said this, amen, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord, amen. In other words, it took some time for them to understand who he was.
Okay.
This is the first time he shows up to them and he says the first time, peace be with you.
Yes.
You see that?
Mm-hmm.
He shows them his hands, his side. Okay, because truth be known, some people will not believe that you have been redeemed until they actually see the proof of your crucifixion.
Mm.
They won't believe that you are remorseful until they see the whips that you inflicted upon yourself, proving your remorse and penance.
True.
Amen?
Mm-hmm.
So they're looking to see if you are saying that you are redeemed, or are you really redeemed?
Yeah.
Show me the marks. Show me what you went through so that you're sorry. You know, I'm so happy that people don't have a heaven or a hell to put
right.
me in, amen?
Yeah, I
because
right.
I know at this point I would probably be just someplace in limbo, amen? Being a musician, I've had people who were upset at me because they wanted me to come and play and help them to do their show and their
uh-huh.
thing. And I was like, no, that's not what God's saying. We'll be okay. Amen. We're going to stay over here. Oh, who they think that? Hold on. Just a second ago when I was somebody who could help you, you know, I could do no wrong. You know, I was the one who came up with sliced bread with butter on it. Toasted on both sides. You remember that? Okay, now, you see, men will change just as quick.
Amen.
I'm so happy they don't have a heaven or hell to put me in.
Yes, sir.
Amen?
Amen.
Huh?
Let me clap my hands on that.
I know that's right. Because if they had, Lord Jesus, some of us just wouldn't be here. Amen?
True.
Amen. Now, let's look at this because I want you to see this now. He says, peace be with you. And when he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
21st verse, where we pick up. So Jesus said to them again, peace to you. And now he gives them an assignment.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
As the Father has sent me, I also send you.
Yes.
Amen. And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, receive the Holy Spirit. Now, you have to understand what is going on here is the Holy Spirit has not manifested in mass. Amen. Until Acts 2 and 4.
Right.
Amen. But at this point, they are receiving a seed that will become the harvest, amen, of what we all experience, amen. At Acts 2 and 4, we actually see the seed come into fruition.
Yes, yes.
You see that? He fell en masse, amen. Right now, he's breathed on a few, but he comes in mass at Acts 2 and 4, amen.
All right.
Amen. And I said before, you got to be very careful that you don't stop at Acts 2 and 4 because you miss revelation of everything else that he said and sent the Holy Spirit to do. Amen.
Right.
And I think there are people right now who are looking and seeing, I spoke in tongues once. I think I made it. Hallelujah. He blah, 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 blah. Okay, listen, after you have spoken tongues, where was the proof? Where were the miracles? Where were the signs? Where were the wonders? Amen. Speaking in tongues is not something that we grab hold of and then say, I have made it. Amen. It is something that we grab hold of to say that I have reached a certain level. Now I can do the other work. The Holy Spirit comes to empower you in your witness. Amen. If you got the Holy Spirit on the inside, you should be witnessing to somebody about the goodness of God.
Yes, Lord. Yes, God.
What has Jesus done for you? And what will you do for Jesus? Amen? Amen. So as we look at this, he said, he breathed upon them and said, receive the Holy Spirit. Now, let's just walk this breathe down just a little bit. Amen? Because I want you to get a full understanding of this whole scenario here. Amen. Genesis 2, as I was speaking to you in the 7th verse, basically says this, and the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living being. So at the point we're looking at this, we're looking at the creation process going full circle, if you will. Here are the disciples who should be alive and vibrant and on fire because they have walked with Jesus. He's spoken into their lives. He sent them out. They've done miracles, signs, and wonders. At this point, they should be, at this point, a walking full of faith and knowledge. Amen.
Yes,
they should
yes.
be full of power. But yet and still, we see them walking in the frailty of the humanness. They can't believe that the Christ that they follow, Jesus they follow, thou art the Christ, amen, as spoken by Peter, has now died. And what of our hope? And what of our expectation? What of the faith? Even the demons are subject unto us. And Jesus said, don't rejoice in the fact that they're subject to you. Rejoice because your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Amen?
Amen.
Huh? See, all of these things they were doing prior to his death. I got a question for you. What happens when the thing that you believe so diligently, you believe in so integrally in, what happens when it dies? Can you still live?
Jesus.
Come on, entertain that. What happens when the thing that you banked on, it was your go-to, it was your ace in the hole, it was your big joker, you know, those of you who play cards, you know what I'm talking about. It was your trump card. What happens when your trump don't work anymore?
My God.
Can you stay in the game to win? Oh my goodness! Can I just share with you just something right here? And you have to understand. And I want you to get this because he just opened up my mind to see it fully. We've been banking on trump cards, but you realize that there's 52 or 54 cards in the deck when you count your jokers, amen, and everything else, amen. So we play with 52. We talk about 52 pickup and all the rest of that, I do believe. But when you look at it, those are only one or two cards. There's still 50 or 52 cards to play with.
Mm-hmm.
If you cash in your trump card and it didn't work, don't throw the rest of your hand away. Your trump card only worked once. What else is it that you have that can win for you?
My God.
You see that?
What else is in the deck?
See, that'll preach all day long. Huh?
What else is in the deck?
You've been running and you thought, I'm going to put this away. Watch. Boom. Trump card. And they came and said, okay, that was good. Here, get that out of here. Uh-huh. Now, I got a trump card and you can't beat it. And you're like, oh, just throw the cards. And stop. Your trump card was only good for one. That's and it. Guess what? Theirs is only good for one, two.
Uh-huh.
Stay in the game. Amen.
Yes.
And let God do for you what needs to be done. Amen.
Glory to God.
Ooh, that'll preach. Hallelujah.
Stay in the game.
So here they are. They're with Jesus. Jesus is the trump card. And we've been walking around. We've been part of the entourage. We've been part of those who have looked at him. And everybody recognizes us as one of his disciples. We have even been given the name apostle. So we're walking around with somebody big. Look at us as we come in. We come in as an entourage. And when people see us, they're like, oh, those are the ones. And then Jesus is taken captive. And those who were the ones took off.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, they left their faith. They left their hope. Y'all got to see what's going on here. They left the thing that got them there. They left it and went back to what they knew. The trump card, amen, has been played, and now they feel that they don't have any other car.
Mm. Talk apostle.
That can win a hand.
Ooh. Yes.
Huh? Thank you, Jesus. So as they're looking at this, as they're dealing with it, the first thing that they do is they hide themselves away. Weren't you the ones out here prophesying? Weren't you the ones laying hands? Weren't you the ones in close quarters with the anointed? Yes, we were. But now, since they are gone, we have gone into hiding. We have gone into seclusion. Will there be a word? No, not one. Oh, we need a miracle. Can you come? I just need somebody who's been with Jesus to come and touch and agree. I don't know what to tell you. He ain't here, and we are just...
We had a good run, right?
Right. You know, so Prophetess and I were speaking and having a conversation. There are places that we have been. Thank God for our spiritual mother who is going on to be with the Lord. Mother Stella Boyd, amen. I thank God for her. I thank God for the work that she did. I thank God for the example that she left with us. Amen?
Yes.
But after she passed, there were so many people trying to figure out who has her mantle,
mm-hmm.
who has her anointing. And I'm so happy that the Lord birthed us out and moved us on before her finality, amen, because what she said to my wife and I our last time there, and I never forget it, she put a hanky around my wife's neck, she gave me, put a towel around my neck in a hanky, and she had already given us oil and showed us how to consecrate it and everything else. And those of you who know anything about Mother Boyd know about the hankies mm-hmm. that she had around her neck, yeah. Amen. Yeah. Some of you are watching Juanita Bynum in those, and you say, ooh, she got that hanky on her, Mother Gertrude Stacks and Tammy Bennett and those. Those all came from Mother Estella Boyd, amen. And we all set up under her and learned how to do what we do. Amen. The anointing that was instilled in us is still there. Amen. But what happened is that some people are trying to relive the glory days. And mother said something. She said, listen, don't ever forget that you my son. And don't ever forget that you my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
He said, you're not like the rest of them. He said, you got what you need to get, and you need to go on and do what God called you to do. Don't forget you my children. Mm-hmm. I remember her because she was holding our hands, and then she shot me up and laid me out and shot Prophetess up and laid her out. Mm-hmm. That was the last time that we went. Amen. I think we went one other time after that, and when we went, it was like she was going into her decline.
Yeah.
Amen. So other people were updoing. Amen. Mm-hmm. But everyone was trying to do it in the spirit of Mother Boyd.
Yes.
And the thing that she was instilling in us, don't y'all sit around here getting spiritually fat and laying each other out. Go out there where it's needed and do something with them. Mm-hmm. I'm shooting you up so you can go out and do and be an impact.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be sitting around here trying to talk about which one of y'all greater. You sound like the disciples sitting around here talking about who's going to sit on the left and the right. And who cares? Can you make it to the kingdom?
Well,
see, when we start looking at it for what it is, we're not given this anointing so that we can sit around and be great around each other. We're sent and given an anointing and given an assignment so we can go out and demonstrate the power of the kingdom of God. Somebody is waiting on you to stand up and be who you're supposed to be.
Yes, God.
But you can't get to that because you're too busy trying to show people who you are. Building great, wonderful and edifices and everything else, trying to network with the right crowd and get with the right people so people can see you. Listen, Jesus didn't come in and try to get with nobody. He came and did what he was going to do. And those who were supposed to follow showed up. Amen. And the crowd showed up. So what am I saying? You recognize that when you do what God called you to do, there's going to be some people who come for you and come with you. Amen? Huh? And there's some people who are going to be in the crowd trying to figure out how to take your words and your work apart.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Everybody there is not happy.
For you.
Huh? That God is using you.
Say it.
I found this out a long time ago, and that is that there are people who are happy when something happens to you. I went through a situation in my life, and I know we're still talking about this breathing, amen, but now you have to see it, amen, not what happened with them, but what happened here, amen.
Yes.
I went through a situation in my life, amen, and it was those who should have known better were the biggest advocates for what the enemy was trying to do. If it hadn't been for the Lord before telling us what was about to happen, I don't know if I would be here today.
Come on now.
It was overwhelming, except God kept me, except the Spirit of God kept me. Some people said, well, you know, he always seemed to be a little arrogant to me just because he could play or anything. No, 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 no. You wanted to play. That's why you took up piano lessons but couldn't get it. Huh? You picked up other instruments trying to find something that would click, and it just wouldn't.
Right.
Maybe that wasn't your cup of tea, amen? Maybe you needed coffee, amen? Huh? Maybe you didn't need coffee, you need a cappuccino because that was the wrong thing for you too. Find what you're supposed to have. Maybe you just need a glass of water and sit down, amen? Whatever it is, do that, amen? Be comfortable in your skin, amen? What he gave to me, he gave to me. It doesn't make me arrogant. It makes me one who is taking what God has given me, and I'm moving forward with it. Amen? Huh? Thank you, Prophetess, because I think people are upset because I won't bury the one he gave me.
Well, there it is.
Amen? Y'all need to go and run out and shout that out to somebody. Amen? You need to look at I hate talking about haters because haters are, why give them glory?
Yeah.
Amen?
I'm with you.
But you need to just go out and celebrate the fact that you have not buried the talent,
amen,
that he gave you. And when he comes back, you'll be one that has 5. You'll have 10. You'll have 6, whatever it is. If he gave you 3, you should have 6. If he gave you 5, you should have 10, amen. But you shouldn't still have the talent he gave you, amen. Look what he said. He said, even if you didn't use it, you should have put it in the bank. So I could have received it with usury or with interest. Amen?
That's it.
Do something with what God gave you. Don't be just sitting there. Amen? But Anyhow, as I was going through this whole thing, there were people who were happy about the fact that I was going through. Ty Trebek said, Trebek said something. He said, "Devil, if you knew what I was going to be after the storm, you wouldn't have bothered me."
Yeah.
Woo! Let's shout on that one. Because, see, what you thought that was going to do to me adversely didn't happen. Mm-hmm. What happened is I got a clear perception. I got a clear focus. I understand what I'm doing. I understand why the devil tries to destroy. Amen?
Yeah.
If he can silence, if he can shut down and get you to shut up, then those who are supposed to come through with you will stay bound where they are. But we have to learn how to speak it, move, and do what God said, regardless. Amen?
Amen.
So now here's the disciples. Amen. So we can get back to this because I want to tie all this in now. In Genesis, we see that he breathed.
Yes.
And what happens when he breathes in Genesis is that they become a living soul. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
A living being. Amen.
Amen.
And the same thing with us. Amen.
True.
When we begin to go through and God begins to speak to us and he begins to use us, we become a living soul. Amen. Huh? We become a living being. And the Lord God formed man of the dust. When he came back to them in John, we see him coming back and taking that broken will, that broken faith, that broken brokenness inside, that hurt. We see him come back and take what should have been formed, and he puts it back together.
Mm.
Peace be unto you. You're living a deceived life. Huh? You're living a shattered life. You're living a life that's torn apart. You're living a life where you should be able to celebrate the time that we've had together. You're living a life where you can't believe even in yourself because every foundational thing around you has crumbled with the death of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
The lessons that you should have learned, the wisdom that you should have, the sapience that should be demonstrated in your life, it's not there. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. So the Lord God formed a man of the dust of the ground. He picked us up. You see it.
Mm-hmm.
And breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. Jesus here then begins, after he says peace to them, he showed them his hands. Then they were glad. They're being reformed.
Uh-huh.
We're going back to where we was. Woo! Jesus is back. I can see miracle signs. I know some people who need a miracle right now. Oh, do you need a miracle? I know a miracle worker. He's back. Oh, it's come. With joy, they're receiving him. We're coming back. It's here. He's here. Jesus is here. Yes, he is here. Uh-huh. They were glad when they saw the Lord. So Jesus said to them, "I'm so happy you happy because I got a job for you.
Yes.
Peace to you again." In other words, steady yourself, okay? Listen to what I'm about to tell you. As the Father has sent me, I also send you.
Well, here we go.
No, we're not going to be running around here. I've done what I need to do. Assignment complete. Get the reward. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. But you have now an assignment, and I've demonstrated to you everything that you need to have, everything that you need to do in order for you to be successful with this assignment. Amen.
Amen.
You'll be able to do this. This is the will of God for you. This is God's will for your life. You're going to be okay now. You see that? I'm back. This is the reassurance. You're reformed. You're reconstituted.
Mm.
You see this?
Mm.
We're together again. Amen. Just praising the Lord. Amen. Amen. I couldn't help it. Amen. Huh? So when he says, "As the Father has sent me, I also send you." And I'm so glad that when God gives us an assignment, he understands our shortcomings.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
He understands our deficiencies. He understands our lack of training or our lack of development. He understands where we don't quite have it together. Yeah. You don't have to tell him, Lord, I want to go, but you know, I'm still fighting with my... He already knew that when he gave you the assignment. Okay? Now, let's go back to the garden, amen?
All right.
And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, amen? When he did that, when he formed it, they were together, but they had no life.
That's right.
They have an assignment here, and they're just happy about seeing Jesus again.
Mm-hmm.
But now they still don't have a life. Notice in Genesis, when he breathed into their nostrils, the Bible says, and man became a living being.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? When we became a living being, amen. We became a living being, and the first thing that he did was he began to give us responsibility.
True.
You see it here?
I do.
Now, in John, the 20th chapter, he speaks to them and says, as the Father has sent me, I also sent you. I also send you, amen, responsibility. We're not just going to sit around and shout and celebrate the good old days. Amen. I was sharing with you, Mother Boy, Prophetess and I were talking about how we used to go up and down the road, amen, Bishop Garfield, Curlin, and different other ones in Hopkinsville, places that we would go, amen, in South Bend, Indiana, and Chicago's, and all of that. All of that was wonderful, amen. Bishop Winans in Detroit and those. You know, we've been some places with some folk. True holiness, amen. But even after that, you got to do something yourself. And if Mother Boyd showed up today, guess what? She wouldn't be celebrating the fact that y'all kept in faith. She'd be laying us out left and right, talking about you should have did something with what you were given. What have you done with Jesus? What have you done with this anointing?
Mm-hmm.
Huh? What have you demonstrated? Who has been shot up? Who has been set free? Wow. You run around trying to prove to people you holier than the next one.
No, that white on.
Huh?
Don't
mean that. A whole bunch of white just shows you know how to go to the cleaner before you go to church. Huh? But it didn't show that you knew how to get your heart and your mind together. It's interesting. Mother used to say some of y'all supposed to be fasting, but y'all gaining weight. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
And there are people right now supposed to be fasting, but you're not losing weight. You're gaining weight. Amen? The problem is that you're not gaining weight in the spirit.
Right.
You're losing weight in the spirit, but gaining weight in the flesh.
Mm-hmm.
An assignment without the breath means nothing. Let's see what this breath means, because I want to take it apart. Amen. I'm so happy for this word. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
When we look at it in the Greek, amen, it is used where we become a living soul. It means simply infusile, amen. It means to breathe upon, simply. It is a sweet breath, amen. Huh? But even that breath to create. You see it?
I do.
It is the creative process that brings what is laying dormant. Man was formed of the dust, but just lays there until the breath comes, and now man becomes a living being.
Mm-hmm.
Your works, your call, your assignment is there, formed but dormant. Until you get the breathing of the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
It is the breath of God that comes, not to blow it out as in extinguish, but to breathe the life into. It is the exhaling. Amen. I wish I could preach waiting to exhale like I really feel it.
I like it.
Huh? See, we've been holding on to certain things. The promises that come, but we haven't seen the release. We haven't seen a way that we're going to be able to fulfill this. And really it comes down to we just haven't received the breath of the Lord.
Oh, God.
So you've gone to school. You study. You learn how to do an opening and put your points together and your, you know, your text, your subtext and your context. And then you have your supporting text with that and the points under them. So you can preach a well-defined message. You can get it all together. And as you go to your seat, you learn how to actually go to the cross and how to pull all of that in. And then have one of those points in there that sort of makes everything jump off. So people go, oh, my God, where did that revelation come? You learn how to sit back and use your developed, you know, your homiletics.
Yeah.
Got it together. You learn how to properly exegete passage. Amen. And let me say this while I'm talking about exegeting and homiletics and hermeneutics. You can learn how to do all of that by taking courses.
Uh-huh.
But after you have done all of that coursework, you got the paper sitting behind you with all the THDs and DDs and everything and PhDs, and you're sitting there and you're just wonderful in your own eyes of what you did. Unless you have the breath of the Lord upon what you're doing,
mm-hmm.
You ain't doing nothing.
Well, God.
You haven't done nothing.
There it is.
See, you have to understand that it is the power of God. Amen. At this point, Paul comes in a little bit later. Amen. I thank you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Paul comes in a little bit later after all of this. Has a Damascus Road experience.
Yes.
And it's blinded.
Yes.
I think we're going to take this apart next time because I really want to get into it.
All right.
But with all his knowledge, it didn't mean anything until he had that. He said, I count it all as dung. He didn't say useless. He wanted to let you know that it wasn't just useless. It was debased. So your paper that sits behind you, the fact that you went to this school and that school and you got this certificate and you got this and that and the other, That's all wonderful. It shows that you have continued on, you know, your maturation process. You are learning. You're at a collegiate level trying to do some things, amen. That's what it shows us. But it does not tell me that you have been breathed upon.
Well,
I found that some of the most anointed people that I have ever met don't have a degree behind them. Sometimes they don't even have a diploma. Mm-hmm. Something about when you know him.
That's it.
They're studying, trying to figure out how you have this knowledge and how you demonstrate the power of a knowledge that you don't have an educational validation for. Where did you go to school for all of this? I'm just been in my prayer closet.
That's
the
me.
Holy Spirit speaks to me. When he tell me turn down my plate, I turn it down, and we just have sweet communion. I just know him like that because I love him like that. Well, you know, you're demonstrating a knowledge of a couple of theologies that we have been studying, but we haven't quite, you know, gotten the scientific proof of, and you show a profound knowledge of it, and you can demonstrate it, and we want to study you to see if we can figure it out. Listen, you can study as much as you want. What we're demonstrating is a breathing. You see that? This is when you see that. That is when it clicked, and you got it. It ain't about my pedigree. It ain't about my degree.
Yeah.
Huh? Mm-hmm. It's about my determination to be at his feet. Mary is sitting there at the feet of Jesus. Martha's up being busy. And Martha comes and says, Jesus, don't you see I'm working? And Mary's just laying down here. And she said, Mary has chosen the better part.
And he said,
you think that because you busybody.
That you anointed.
Everybody calling you all over the place. Every time I turn around, somebody want me. Okay, that's because you marketing yourself. Anybody can market and advertise themselves. But what happens when you need to demonstrate power in the kingdom?
My God.
Has there been any breathing upon you? Before I could wear any of this, before I even put on the colors of apostle or bishop or anything like that, I had to go through some things, amen. There's a lot that goes on, and there's people who just call themselves and show up there,
mm-hmm.
amen. I can tell you that there are some people who really have anointings in their life, amen,
right.
that won't go through all the extra, you know, stuff, because all of that is just man trying to validate what God has already said. And I'm going to tell you, if man validates what God has not said, it's because of numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, numbers, what are you talking about? Well, you know, we have so many people in our Reformation and we're growing every day. Okay, that's wonderful. Are those new converts or are these people who were disgruntled where they was and wanted somebody to pat them on the back and you had a big hand to pat so they came over to you? Because if you want to impress me, how many new converts
yeah.
are coming in? Who's new being saved? Huh? Apostle, how you walk around looking like, because it gives me voice in the ears of those who others would reject because they, see, Paul became all things, huh, to all men so that he can win
some
to Christ. You trying to get everybody, and I'm trying to get those that God sent to me.
There it is.
The assignment will always You always be empowered in that assignment. Now, I don't cease being who I am, but I won't become what people want me to become so that I can fit a crowd mentality. Because those who are sitting in the temple like this, dressed up looking good, Jesus debated with at the temple daily.
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather be among those who were walking with him. Those who were sitting in the room when he came and he reformed their mentality and gave them purpose and showed them who he was. And then he breathed upon them.
Yes,
they received the Holy Spirit. Now, let me give you a little revelation here. We're just out to a couple of minutes. Just a little revelation. Ooh, I'm happy. I'm going to love watching this again and editing. Amen. Let me show you this. He breathed upon them. Where were they? Locked away. They were in their own tomb.
Mm-hmm.
When he breathed upon them, he was bringing back to life what was dead.
Mm-hmm.
He had just demonstrated it before. Lazarus,
come forth.
He did it himself. Got up, took off the clothes, folded the rag that was on his face, set it aside. Mary comes, she's crying. Here he is talking to her, why are you seeking the living among the dead? Just tell me where you lay. Mary, mind shifting open right now.
Mm-hmm.
His speaking of her name was an exhaling, but it was directed. Mary. You see that?
Because
you can't speak and hold your breath at the same time.
Right.
When he spoke her name, he was exhaling her destiny.
That's it.
He was speaking her life. And you see instantly a quickening. Rabboni.
Mm-hmm.
It was a quickening in her, brought her to life. He's here in their tomb. They're closed away, sarcophagus. They're sitting there. In their coffin. They don't want nobody to bother them. Just let me lay here and reminisce on where we've been and how wonderful it was. And he opens up the lid and shows and says, get up out of this. Go and tell somebody. As he sent me, I send forth you. received the Holy Spirit. They got it early. And there are some people who are going to be mad because they've been trying their best to find a way to get it, and they can't. God has chosen you to get it before time. Get it before time. No. You thought all that you was going through disqualified you. You at the lowest point. These disciples were at the lowest point.
They were running for their lives.
You think that you got to be on the top of the mountain ready. Ooh, I'm ready. It's time. No. At the lowest point.
Isn't that where we always find them?
After you get past yourself, past your resources, past your mentality, past your understanding, past you, then God can step in and do something that you are out the way of. Amen? They were at the lowest point. That's when he spoke. That's when he used them. That's when he anointed them at a greater level. Now, all these people I spoke of were breathed upon. And we see as they begin to speak about Jesus that the Holy Spirit who came in was the one that empowered their speech. Acts 2 and 4, when we get there, you'll see Peter after the manifestation of the Holy Spirit in mass falling. Then we see him come out and say, men, these are not drunk as you would suppose. And then he began to preach a message empowered by the one who was
breathing upon.
There it is. Revelation, you're not dead. You just need a breathing from the Holy Spirit. Let him do it. He wants to do it. But only when you recognize and realize that this has nothing to do with you and your level. Has everything to do with you and your purpose. Amen. Come on, let's pray. Prophets, if you will, go ahead and lead us in prayer.
Amen. Come on, let us pray, people of God. Father, right now, we thank you for the word. Father, we ask right now that you would breathe upon us. Breathe upon us, Holy Spirit. Bring back to life everything that you have predestined to come to life. Lord, bring us out of our coffins, out of our dark places, out of our caves that we have hidden in. Breathe upon us a fresh anointing in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for the word now. Let us hide it in our hearts.
Thank you.
Shift our minds like you shift Mary Magdalene when you called her name
at
the tomb. Glory to God in the name of Jesus. We thank you now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, for those of you who are not saved, please pray this prayer with me. Father, I'm a sinner.
Come into my heart.
Forgive me for all my sins.
Wash me.
In the blood of Jesus. I will serve you.
All my days.
In Jesus' name. Amen. If you prayed that prayer, welcome to the kingdom of God.
Welcome.
We here at Christ the King Redemptive Ministries are praying for you, and especially you, that you will be led by the Spirit of God to a Bible-believing and teaching church that will mature you and grow you up in the things of the kingdom of God.
Amen. Listen, go to our website, www.ctkr.org. There, I pray that you will talk to the Lord, speak to him about becoming a vision partner with us. There's churches over in Pakistan and Kenya and Uganda and Nigeria that need help. And they come to us and they say, will you? And I say, let's pray about it and see what God is saying.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God for modern technology where we don't have to necessarily show up there after vaccinations. I hate needles, but I get the shots because I know I have to go. Amen. But when we get there, the need is so great. And when you show up with resources, you can demonstrate the power of God in what you do for so many. Amen. We need mission partners with us who will help us to do the work.
Yes.
Resources are needed. Funding. Amen. And when I talk about funding, I'm talking about money. Mm-hmm. Amen. Thank you for wanting to give away your stuff, but We can't send that over. It costs more to ship your stuff than if we just simply went over with the funds and paid for it there. We don't have to deal with the extra costs. Amen. Mm-hmm. So we need your help to do the work that God has given us to do. Your financial gift, your charitable contribution, amen, is definitely tax credit, amen. We are 501c3. So we pray that you will become a vision partner with us. Help us to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ around the world. I'm Apostle Christopher McQueen.
And I'm Prophetess McQueen.
Christ the King Redemptive Ministry, reminding you that it's God's will for you to live this kingdom lifestyle. Be blessed in the name of the Lord. We love you. Yeah.